messaged me. She goes, "I'm going to Splendor until I'm 100 is the best line ever.
And then can't be bothered. Too hard basket.
And then, well, yeah, then like met Glenn and was like, "Oh, I don't need to go to Splendor anymore. I can just hang out with one person who I love."
So top could be
pod. What have we got in the pod?
Spotify
stuff was pretty.
Yeah, we're
going to
put Craig David in the pod today. The game. Yeah,
that
that's
was a
head to. All
right,
let's just do the
Spotify song.
Yeah, is that in the Spotify in there? What's it? What's the separate bit?
Oh my god, your top five was fucking hilarious.
What's the separate bit? Like, what's not in the podcast?
The Bucks and the Hens.
Bucks and the Hens. Okay, okay, cool. All right, here comes the opener.
The Gaundy and Naz Show.
Well, we learnt a little about ourselves today, didn't we?
Well, we learnt something about you, friend.
Yep.
You need... No, actually, no, you don't need to change. You're great. You're really good. And I love that you are just sitting in this comfort zone of music expression.
Aren't we all?
Yeah, I think we are later in life. Yep. Like, as you get to your mid-30s and on, new music ain't a thing. You know, when you're young and cool in your 20s, you listen to new music all the time.
Yeah, I agree with that. But also, new music sucks, you know? And when it comes on your Spotify, I mean, the odd one does break through every now and then.
Occasionally.
Occasionally.
But also, I think, like, new music when I was younger was the decade of the 90s, which was the best decade of music to ever exist.
But maybe we think that. Maybe if you're, and you know how much we love the 90s, if you love the 70s or 80s, you would think Ja Rule sucks. You would think a lot of the stuff that we were
that
listening to in the
90s. Very good. So the boomers.
You know what I mean?
The boomers are listening to Ja Rule going.
Exactly. They did to that what we're doing to the current batch coming through. This is where we sit.
Oh, no.
And I think everyone is biased too, because I agree with you, Maz. Like, the 90s, the best generation of music.
I wholeheartedly agree. Do you, so Drake was your number one played artist. Now, do you really?
He's got some bangers.
Do you enjoy
Drake?
He's not your favorite.
He's not my favorite, but he produces songs that are
that you relate to.
They're kind of like they sound like early 2000s, 90s. He's the closest thing to that generation of the new music, I feel.
Okay.
If that makes any sense.
Not
at
really.
All. No, not really.
Because Silverchair's on your top five as well. And that really goes against everything you just said about Drake. Also, Silverchair are the literal opposite of Drake.
Well, you know what happened with Silverchair? I listened to that podcast that Daniel Johns has done. If you've not, it's amazing.
Oh, wow.
It's really good. And that I was like, I need to listen to some Silverchair.
Got it. Let's get some straight lines.
Yes.
Gotcha.
Yes.
That makes sense.
Yeah. So Drake, okay. Kanye, Ben Harper got in there somehow.
Ben Harper always have to steal my kisses.
How is Ben Harper ahead of Eminem? Like, I don't know about these lists. Your number one song you hadn't even heard before.
I think that there's some sort of glitch in my Spotify matrix because I only downloaded Spotify to listen to the Brené Brown podcast Unlocking Us when she moved all of her content over to Spotify. Mm. I was like, no, Brené, leave it on Apple Music. But she's taken all the new stuff over. So I got I reactivated my Spotify account so I could listen to Unlocking Us. I don't remember listening to any songs on Spotify, but my Wrapped 2021 had a couple of songs on there and I was like, oh, okay, sure, if that's what you reckon.
News to me.
I don't know. Anyway, I've decided that next year I'm going to intentionally use the Spotify app to consume music and podcasts, and then there will be a better result at the end of next year.
I would like to bet that you don't do that.
I can guarantee you that everything I've just said is redundant because when I walk out of this door, I will forget that I have said it.
Spotify put out their most played list yesterday, sort of started to trickle out as well, ending the show yesterday.
It's brilliant by Spotify because they've done this great little video that you can share and it shows how many minutes you listened to music or podcasts on Spotify and what your most favorite mood was and the type of genres that you're listening to, your most streamed songs. It's actually quite interesting.
Great marketing ploy by Spotify to get everyone sharing it at the end of the year. What were your minutes? So I was 5,641 minutes on Spotify.
I'm 6,499. 94 minutes on Spotify and I don't even remember downloading the app. So I really don't know. I feel like mine is really incorrect, but look, I'm not going to argue with Spotify.
We're going to have a look at some of our songs on our list in a sec, but let's go global on it. So the number one song streamed globally on Spotify was
Driver's License by Olivia Rodrigo. Doesn't this just set the tone of the mood of 2021?
Sad teenagers.
Yeah.
It's not on my playlist, but
it's a little bit emo. It's a little bit reflective. That's right. It's very moody, very sultry. And I feel like that is a really good way to describe this turd of a year.
So the most streamed globally is that. Number one in Australia. Now, this is a big tune in Australia, right?
Yeah, Glass Animals.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's a bit more upbeat for us.
It's still quite moody.
Yeah,
don't you?
Moody.
What was really cool is that the most streamed Aussie, both locally and globally, was the Kid Laroi. No surprise.
It actually annoys me how successful and young he is. Yeah, I can't get past that. You know?
He's great.
I was a battler when I was 18. This kid's hanging out with a Bieber.
Third most streamed song globally and locally. And he was also in the top five with Without You in Australia. That's massive.
Yeah, but he has to do it again next year or I will not be impressed.
You know what? Yeah. I reckon the Kid Laroi could just retire now with all of those streams.
Yep.
He's set. He's set for life. I think he's super talented too, so he's probably going to do better things next year. So the most streamed song by Maz Compton is a song I've never heard of. So I've asked producer Hayley to get this audio. Now, I haven't listened to it, so let's have a listen to the song that I don't even know I streamed the most in 2020.
Oh, yeah, Maz. Don't lie to us. You rage this on the way home.
This is what is so confusing. Spotify reckons that I listen to house music more than any other genre of music.
Yeah, I had dance pop on mine too, and I wouldn't agree with that, but it's there.
The other thing that's interesting is that my top two moods, according to Spotify, switch between motivation and hectic.
Yeah, that checks out.
I'm like, yeah, that does sound like me.
Spotify could have just come to me and I would have told them that. They didn't need to listen to your music.
So true. I would have just told them. Gordy. Yeah, yeah. She's super motivated and she's really hectic the next minute.
I've not heard that song, so that is a first for me, but you're banging that, are you?
I don't feel like I've heard that song ever before, but maybe it just plays in the background. I don't know. I don't even understand what's going on.
So my number one was this, which I've already played. It is good.
It's excellent.
I think I heard it once and I went, oh, I've got to add that to my playlist.
Yes.
And
good
now,
vibe.
It's good.
Great vibe.
There is one thing I want to check though. In my top five in 2021, I'm still playing this.
Yes, five! Oh, mad respect.
It's like it's the late 1990s on my playlist. You like this one?
Love this song.
I was copping a bit for it. I posted it on my socials like a lot of people yesterday.
This is amazing.
And people were saying, you still have five in your top five.
This is great. This makes me like you more.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah? I didn't think you could like me anymore, but
yeah,
I'll take it.
There's definitely room to budge there.
It's the 7 a.m. game with Gordy and Maz.
Celebrity edition today with Craig David. And what is Craig David saying?
Well, usually we play this game. We say, what is blah, blah saying? And then we will tell you what that person's saying. This time round, we actually got Craig David to explain himself. So 131060, what's Craig David saying? Let us know.
So this is the, okay, so let me play it again for you. For anyone that's just tuned in, they haven't heard the song yet. This is what we're trying to work out from Craig David. When the crowd say bow,
When the crowd say bow, selector. Kylie's called through. Morning, Kylie.
Morning, how are you?
Good.
Happy Friday, Kyle.
Yes. What is Craig David saying?
I don't know.
Well, you've called for a game called What is Craig David Saying? So I would advise that you take a guess.
Can you play the audio, guess?
Yeah, of course. Here it is. Take a listen. When the crowd say bow, selector.
When the crowd say bow, selector.
I just want to hear your guess because I think it's going to be funny, Kylie. So just have a go at what he's saying there. What do you think?
I've got no idea, Gandhi.
Okay, well,
this is a very strange interaction because this is a radio game, Kylie. But you know what? You have a great weekend.
It's fine.
Okay, you Merry Christmas.
It was really lovely for you to call through.
Yeah.
Thanks. Okay. Bye, mate.
That has never happened in my 6 years here.
Is everyone okay?
I've had people call thinking it's the taxi line. And they go, I'm trying to order a taxi here. Luke's here. Hi, Luke. You're having a guess at the game. You're not calling just to say hi, are you?
No, I'm just having a game of guesses.
A game of guesses.
A game of guesses. That's what it is, mate. Well, what's what is Craig David saying?
Is it rewind when the crowd says go selector?
Okay, is it rewind the crowd says something selector? It's close. It's close, but I don't feel like we're right there.
It's not exactly spot on, bang on the money.
No, but thank
And
you.
I feel that to do the Craig David song justice, we need the exact saying this time around. Usually we're pretty fluid with this stuff. Not today.
Jeanette?
Hello.
Now, have you called just for a random awkward moment on the air, or are you actually going to play the game?
No, I think I've got the first half when the clock say four.
No, that's absolutely wrong. That's not
there
at all.
It's four.
Yeah. Well, the thing
it sounds
is,
like when the clock say four, selector. No?
Yeah, no, that's it. Let's have another listen.
When the crowd say ball, selector. I totally get
I could hear that.
Right?
Rewind.
I get how you got that. It's wrong, but I totally get how you got this is why this game is fun.
Well, Craig's going to explain it for us very soon, but let's have a couple more guesses. Will.
How you going?
Good, Will. Do you know it?
I think so.
Yeah, have a crack.
Okay, so I think it's re-de-wine when the crowd says go, selector.
Okay, re-ed-wind when the crowd says go, selector.
Again, it's close, but not on the money. I do feel we are getting there, Will.
It's a good guess, though,
it's
mate.
It's a very good guess. One more from Ben. Come on, Ben. Have a go.
Hey, guys. How you going?
Good, man. Happy Friday.
Thank you. Look, I don't know what he's saying, but I think it just sounds like he's saying, eat this one when it crosses the bowl, salad, like salad. I don't know.
That is the best guess we've had so far.
I feel Ben's going to get a prize for the most creative guess ever. That's hilarious, Ben.
One more, because these are fun. Catherine, do you have a fun one? Do you know what he's saying?
I honestly do think I know what he's saying.
Okay, great.
Okay. So I'm going to sound.
Yeah, go for it.
I think it says E-E-1, when the clock says boss, selector.
When the clock says bow.
We were
boss. When
boss.
The clock says boss.
Boss, okay.
I think.
We were closest at the beginning of this game, and we've gotten further and further away, but I kind of like that.
It's more fun. And if you want to call up and just say hi as well, do that, 131060.
Yeah.
I definitely will.
Oh, thanks so much for keeping us in mind.
Let's play Craig David. So this is Craig's explanation of what he's saying here, and I think the prize this morning goes to the most creative one, which we've had already, but this is what Craig had to say.
So the words to that song right there, when you break it down, actually, it may sound a little bit kind of crazy, but it's just, it's rewind when the crowd say bow, selector.
Which still makes no sense.
Rewind. Yeah?
When the crowd say bow, selector. Now, he does go on to explain,
I like yours better, Catherine.
Let's hear what... Well, Craig, he tries to explain a little bit more here.
That whole thing was all how the DJs and the selector is actually the one that would select the tunes in the club for the DJ. So that was what it was. What, like the crowd used to shout out, Bobo, hype, Bobo. And then it'd be, selector, you want to rewind the song.
So there you go.
Yeah, I mean, it sounds really confusing.
Yeah,
but
the crowd said, Bobo.
I like the salad one. Who did the salad one?
Let's do a remix. Going.
Okay, but it's the reverse of going, gaunt, because, Gaunt, you're not selling an item this morning, you're the buyer.
Yeah, so normally we'd have something, we put it out there, and this always goes off. How often does this segment deliver?
It's never failed. It has a 100% success rate. It's the only segment that we've done that has a 100% success rate.
It surprises us every single time we do it. Every single time we think it's come to an end, out of nowhere, someone will come in and have something for us. So
it's gold.
Today, we don't have the item. We've got nothing for sale. I'm looking to buy a phone for my dad.
Yeah.
But I thought rather than, look, I'm not going to buy a brand new one for him. That's just too fancy for him. Technology is just something that exists for my dad.
He's hardly going to know how to use it.
So, exactly. Yeah. So I just need a decent secondhand iPhone that works, because the one that I lent him years ago, the battery's dying, the screen's cracked, he's holding on for dear life. And I thought rather than sort of buy it just off anyone online, why don't I put it to the listeners?
100%.
Because it helps them as well, because these things are annoying to sell, Matt.
Well, I feel like there are just people just living their lives with spare iPhones in the top drawer.
Like Liz. Loose Liz, how many iPhones do you have sitting at home?
Oh, I've got an iPhone 6, iPhone 6S, iPhone 8. What do you want?
What do you want?
What do you want?
What do you want? What do you want for them?
You just open your little trench coat and there they all are there, ready for sale.
I turn up in my little Del Boy car. Beep, beep.
So are these old phones of yours, Liz?
Yes, they are my phones, yes.
Okay, you'd want to wipe the data, knowing you.
Yeah, well, definitely if I send it to you.
Okay, so how much do you want for, let's start at the 8 and work backwards, I guess. What would you like for the 8?
Oh, only because I love you, mate. I think Dad's a fancy man. I would give it to him for like a dollar. He can have it for a dollar.
What?
A dollar?
A dollar for an iPhone 8?
Yeah, it's taking up so much dust. My kid's allergic to dust, so it's just another prick of problems.
Okay.
Okay, is it in good working condition? The battery's all good, it works.
Perfect.
Jeez, I'll double it for you, give you $2 for that. That's a good deal.
That's two slushies, mate.
Two slushies.
What's the point of even, I'm not even going to ask about the 6 and the 6S, because they must be free if the 8's a dollar.
Yeah.
Liz's phone line breaking up a little bit there, but
maybe you need to use that iPhone 8, Liz.
I mean,
the connection's not great.
Let's go back to the old phone.
Okay, that's a great little option for you.
It's a real good deal.
So your dad's running with what at the moment? Probably a 5 or a 6.
Yeah, early day iPhone stuff.
So a 6 or a 6S is probably not. Like, you want to go a little bit more new.
8 would be nice, but an 11 Pro Max would be even nicer than that, right, Josh?
Hey, mate, how you going?
Good, man. Thanks for calling the show. You've got a secondhand iPhone on your hands.
I do. It's been in the top drawer for a week. Haven't touched it. So when you said it, I thought it'd be perfect.
Now, what is this? Because you just recently got a new iPhone? You've just upgraded, Josh?
Yeah, it's my birthday next week, and my partner gave me an early birthday present. Oh, so she bought me the 13 Pro, whatever it is. I'm not that good with phones myself. But, okay.
Well, that's so, good. You might not know how much it's worth then, so this is beneficial for Gaundy.
we did discuss this in the break, that this could potentially just be me trying to talk you down price-wise.
Which is the reverse of going gone, which is what we said this segment was going to be. Yeah, yeah, so haggle away, Gaundy.
How much would you like for it?
I'll put it on Marketplace, Gaundy, for $700, but for you, I'd be happy to do a little bit of a deal for you.
A little bit of a deal. Okay, well, I currently have on the table an iPhone 8 for $1.
So yeah, exactly.
Can you meet me somewhere in the middle?
Whatever you reckon, mate. I'd be happy with anything. $400 or $500.
Oh, what, Josh?
$500 for
very
an 11.
Generous.
How much do I love my dad?
It's an 11. Whoa.
Well, it depends if you want to give him a good Christmas present, mate. I reckon it'd be perfect. Ooh. It's perfect condition.
He would love an 11 Pro.
Gaundy, when you came in this morning and you pitched this idea to the team, what iPhone did you have in your brain that you were hoping to be able to get for your dad?
I said to producer Maddie, I reckon I'm down with about a 7 or 8. That's what I thought realistically. I was like $250, $300
for an iPhone 7 or an 8.
That's, yeah.
Wait, this is an 11
I know.
Pro Max. I don't even know what a Pro Max means, but it sounds awesome.
What about if we bought the 8 for a dollar, sold that on Marketplace, then used the money to buy Josh's for $400?
Too hard basket.
Okay.
The music's run out. You've got to make a decision.
Yeah, well, the music's too short. I've been asking for that to be longer for ages, and it never got done. But I'll start it up again. Here we go. Josh, $400, $400, $350.
Yeah, why don't we go $450?
$350?
That's going the other way. You're going the wrong way.
250.
What about 650?
Wait, this is not working, guys. You are not going to meet in the middle. You're not going to meet in the middle if you keep going away. You've got to move towards
each
other.
We've got to move towards each other, Gondi.
All right, let's call it 150 and then let's go up from there.
Did you say 850, Gondi? I think the line's breaking up. What was that, 950?
Okay. 350.
Did you say 450?
I said 380 is what I said, 380.
I think you were saying 430. I definitely
said 390. I definitely said 390.
Are you sure it wasn't 420?
Oh, 395. 395 is what I said.
405?
399.
Oh, 401.
Let's call it 400 on the knocker.
Yeah, I reckon that sounds pretty good.
Oh, going gone! $400. Okay, for an iPhone 11 Max, I had an 8 on the table for $1.
Oh, my God, that was so funny. Can we please tell me that the studio cameras are working? Because watching Gondi's face go more and more shades of red as he realised that he was spending more and more money on this iPhone is the best.
I had 200 in mind. I've doubled that to 400, but somehow you still got ripped off, Josh, because it was about $800 worth of iPhone.
This is the segment where no one wins.
Yeah, I thought everyone was going to win. No one did, except my dad. Segment suggestions coming through, Maz.
Segment suggestions?
Yeah, from people saying...
Oh, please, bring it on. Open for suggestions.
We should be doing a segment where people just call in and say hello, and that's it. Then we just move on to the next person. People were loving our caller. They just called up and said, no, I just called to say hi. I'm not playing the game.
Do you know what?
Just call them to say hello.
I think that you, if you just want to call and say hi, we're open for business, man. Yeah. 131060 is our number. Call anytime. We'll try and squeeze you in between a couple of songs or a couple of segments if you just want to say g'day.
Look, we've done some basic segments and we're happy to go there. We're happy to go there if you think it's going to be good.
It's friendly.
Yeah.
It's inclusive.
I heard a radio show recently do What Are You Having for Dinner Tonight? 131060.
Well,
it went off.
Yeah, too much information. Yeah. We just want to say hi.
Just say hi.
The Wellness Rebellion.
Short and sweet. That's how we like to keep it around here.
I love that. So there's a new episode of my podcast, the Wellness Rebellion podcast, which is out today. If you want to hear a conversation with a dietitian about all of those smoothie and juice detoxes that you've been doing, this is the episode for you. Have you ever done like a kind of juice diety type thing, Gondi?
No, Maz, I'm the fad man. Of course I have.
Yeah.
I've done the 3-day juice detoxes. Yeah. I tried a 7-day one in Byron Bay with my auntie.
Yeah.
Lasted 2 days. Couldn't do it. It's so hard.
It's hard.
Apparently you feel amazing afterwards though, but are you here to debunk that?
Well, I spoke to Melissa Meyer. She is an incredible dietitian and we talked about the idea of can you live on just juice alone? And I don't think you can.
By juicing something, you're removing all of the fiber. So automatically, it's not going to be as filling or as satisfying. And the other thing is that it takes so many pieces of fruit to come up with that cup of orange juice or cup of apple juice or whatever it is. You know, you might have to go through 8 oranges to get a cup of orange juice, but you would never sit there and eat 8 oranges. So it just, I understand where the idea came from, but it's kind of a little bit misconstrued along the way. It's not the healthiest thing to be, you know, chugging down 8 oranges worth of juice.
So the blender trend is definitely a thing. And I think at the end of the episode, I felt like the balance is where you want to be. So having a smoothie on the way into work because it's convenient is a great idea. But that is not a full balanced diet. That's not a rainbow plate of whole foods. And that's sort of what we want to be leaning towards is the whole foods.
Is it still better than doing nothing, though? Like not eating fruit and veg at all? It's still better to do, if the two options are either you're not doing it or you're juicing it, surely it's better to juice than not juice in that
100%. Regard. 100%. It would be better than no fruit and veg. And if you're going to do a juice, if you can have like 70% vegetables... and then some fruit in there, that's going to be a better option than the reverse.
That's what I found tough about that Byron Bay one that I did. So we were having, it wasn't even soup, it was just liquid tomatoes.
Oh, yeah.
My God, okay. I cannot do it. It's okay. Like the veggie juice thing is just like, yeah. it's another level.
That's how, so the idea is to get as much veg in us as possible.
Right.
And then fruit is nature's candy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Right? That's how you should think of it. So, like, if you are going to sit there and smash 10 pieces of fruit, try and have 7 pieces of vegetables and then a couple of little bits of fruit as the treat on the side.
Could they do a veggie drip where, you know, they get some veggie liquid and we just sort of...
And hook me up, IV.
Yeah. How have we not got there yet?
That... I think in some Asian countries.
Oh, they do it?
I think so.
Oh, sign me up. We're doing a Op Shop wedding.
Gordy and Maz present the Op Shop wedding.
Casey and Shannon, our lucky couple getting married.
We found the ultimate couple for this Op Shop wedding. As I discovered yesterday when I was hanging out with Casey, the bride-to-be, and her beautiful friends, and I asked Sarah, who's going to be her maid of honour on the day. They've known each other since they were 12 years old. I was like, Sarah, were you shocked when Casey told you that she's getting married in an op shop on a radio show? And she went, not at all. This is the most Casey thing to do ever.
It's very them and they're up for the fun. I really feel like we've found the perfect couple.
We have, indeed. And they're great. And so I rocked up yesterday. We were at Pino and Picasso in Terrigal, having a sip, having a paint, doing a legitimate art class. Super fun. And then Casey just drops some news on me about Shannon's health.
Yep.
Now.
He's in a moon boot.
It's a week before the wedding.
Yes.
And she tells me that there was an incident the morning of the Bucks and Hens.
So I get a phone call this morning as I'm dropping the children off at my sister-in-law's.
Yeah.
And he has gone to his car on the work site and fallen in a hole.
Not ideal.
And heard a snap.
Oh, no, it's bad.
So he ended up at the doctor's so that he didn't have to go to the hospital and sit for hours and thinking there was a break. It's not. It's a bad sprain with possible ligament tear.
Oh, my God.
So he will be in a moon boot tonight.
We got to the Bucks last night and I said, mate, what is that on your foot? What's going on? And yeah, he's done some damage. And then on his other foot, he had a ball and chain, which the boys had brought along. And they brought a bowling ball and a chain. And they tied it to his leg. Do you want to hear his side of the torn ligament story?
Absolutely.
There's two sides to every story. This is what he had to say. How's the Bucks?
Great. Awesome.
Having a good time?
Yeah.
Talk to me about the foot. What's going on with the foot?
The old torn tendons.
Yes.
Ligaments.
Yes.
Yeah. Happened this morning. bit of an embarrassing story. I was walking in the car, found the only hole in the grass that was covered over with the grass, tripped over, and heard the pop in the ankle. And then my boss rocked up and sent me off to the medical centre and then been there most of the day.
We're a week out from your wedding. You couldn't avoid any of this, like... We're so close. You've just got to get through to next Friday.
Yeah, it's just a freak accident, really.
We're lucky the wedding's not tomorrow. Will the moon boot be off by next week?
I'll make sure it's off.
He's going to rip it off.
I don't know if you're allowed to do that. And, well, Casey and I were chatting about it and we were trying to figure out, like, how do we alter the suit that we get on the morning of the wedding? Because they're choosing their outfits on the morning of. I'm like, we have to alter the pants on the suit to fit around the moon boot.
A lot of the time in an op shop, though, you'll find something too big for you. So you might have to just go up a few sizes to go over the moon boot, but he's determined to push on with the day.
Which is the most important thing. Casey also said, she's like, he'll probably wear board shorts and it's fine. Yeah.
We'll all get to see the moon boot in all its glory on the wedding day. Yeah.
So we
hopefully this isn't cursed, by the way. Hopefully this isn't a sign that...
it's not cursed.
Okay, it's not cursed, not a sign.
There's a hole in the ground and he fell in it. It happens to the best of us. The week before the wedding.
At least it didn't happen at the Bucks.
Well, that's true because you guys would have gotten in a lot of trouble, I think, if he got home from the Bucks and was like, I think I need a moon boot on my foot. So we're painting, we're sipping, we're doing the artwork, and we had, you know, it was like a casual afternoon for the girls. It was really cruisy. It was chilled. It was lovely. We got to know each other. And then there's one in every group, but Jessie, just had a bit of a shocker. This is some audio that was captured only halfway into the afternoon, and this is where things took a bit of a turn. That is amazing.
I love my best friend.
Oh my god.
There's always one in every group that destroys the furniture. I mean, I don't know if we have to pay for the bill of that, but Jesse legit broke a table. I don't even understand how you do that when you're painting a woman in a blue dress on a canvas.
I love Casey, though. She goes, I love my friends.
Yeah, and I love her friends too. They're absolute gold.
Well, Shannon's mates, they were getting right into the... So we did a trivia night at a brewery, Bay Road Brewing, and the boys were starting to get into it. So they're talking like not just finishing the night there. They wanted to go on and they wanted to make a trip to the Cross...
What?
In Sydney. Now, there's a bit of talk tonight about where this leads, the Bucks party. There's a couple of boys saying you might be going from here to Sydney, which is a bit of a trip.
Yeah.
Is that on the cards?
It's a possibility. The more they talk, the more I'll get dragged up there.
So. What time do we think we'll get back tomorrow morning?
With a few of those guys that are in there, we'll be back at 5 a.m.
I have been asked if I'll come with you.
Are you?
You'll have to take that up with producer Maddie and Maz. What do you reckon, Maddie?
Look, I'll put it on to Maz and I'll say yes. And let Speedy be dealing with that tomorrow, yeah?
Well, we know Speedy's answer.
So
that's amazing.
So if we ask Speedy.
I would give you full permission to have kicked
you?
On with
would
the lads.
You have?
Because I know that you would not have done it.
I would have done it.
No,
if
you
I had
wouldn't.
The permission, I would have done it.
That's a wrap for Gondi and Maz. Make sure to follow Hit New South Wales Breakfast on Facebook and Instagram to get even more of that fun feeling. You can even leave a review for the show and tell us what you think.